Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending March 29, 2024. Let's get into it. PSP Investments, who manages pensions for four Canadian federal entities, is co-leading a funding round projected to be at least $500 million for Cohere, which is a Toronto-based AI developer competing with OpenAI, valuing Cohere at approximately $5 billion. This valuation, potentially subject to change, represents a significant premium. That's a 227x revenue multiple. So Cohere has $22 million of annualized revenue for the current month. That's an increase from its $13 million of annualized revenue in December of 2023, just 3 months ago. That's a lot of growth in a short period of time. This revenue acceleration follows the launch of Cohere's latest large language model. The firm raised about $1 billion in total funding, positioning among the top funded large language model startups, second only to OpenAI, Anthropic, and Inflection, which was also integrated into Microsoft. Inflection was there last week. I have Cohere at a $4.3 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 47% from its last primary funding round in August of 2023. If the $5 billion valuation locks in, that could be a 16% pop for the stock. Amazon confirmed its $4 billion investment in AI startup Anthropic, marking the second largest AI startup funding fundraising recently, with the commitment fulfilling a previous indication to invest up to that amount. This investment in is Amazon's largest in the company and another company since its inception nearly 30 years ago. So it's a big deal for Amazon. And it follows a trend where tech giants like Amazon, Google, and Microsoft support major AI developers, with Microsoft investing $10 billion in OpenAI last year. Anthropic, known for its AI assistant Claude, rivals OpenAI's ChatGPT and has secured up to $2 billion from Google. Anthropic has committed to spending significant sums on cloud service providers for these tech giants, including $4 billion for Amazon Web Services over 5 years and $3 billion on Google Cloud. So these are a bit of a round trip investments for Amazon and Google. Amazon's investment was done at the $18.4 billion valuation that is happening all over the place with the FTX dollars coming out for Anthropic, etc. Canva, valued at $26 billion, acquired British creative software maker Affinity in a deal worth several hundred million pounds, aiming to intensify competition with Adobe. This acquisition, part of Canva's strategy to delve deeper into the professional creative market, brings Affinity's popular software suite to Canva's expanding portfolio. Canva, initially popular among amateur designers, is shifting focus towards corporate clients, challenging Adobe's long-standing dominance in the creative tool sector. Over the past 5 years, Canva has acquired at least seven European companies, boosting its annual recurring revenue to $2.1 billion by the end of last year. That's a significant increase from the $1.4 billion the previous year. The company projects its corporate sales business to grow by 60% to $650 million in annual recurring revenue this year. With nearly $600 million raised in private capital and a valuation of 13 times its expected 2024 revenue, Canva is under pressure to expand its corporate customer base to maintain growth amidst planning for potential public offering next year based on strong financial performance, including $1.5 billion in revenue and over $120 million in EBITDA in 2023. Canva closed a tender offer in January of 2024 at $26 billion. It's up 5.8% in the secondary market since then, and I got them at $27.5 billion implied secondary market valuation. Accel, an early investor in Scale AI, is negotiating to lead a funding round that would significantly increase Scale AI's valuation by nearly 80% from its last primary round to approximately $13 billion. Scale AI specializes in providing data labeling services to build and improve AI systems. Its platform offers precise, scalable data annotation for various types of data, including images, text, audio, and video, essential for AI models, or training AI models. The company's services are pivotal in developing machine learning algorithms. OpenAI is a Scale AI customer, for example. Accel's investment aims to maintain its ownership percentage in the company. The fundraising effort is still in discussions and subject to change. It's set to raise hundreds of millions of dollars for the business. Scale AI has experienced rapid growth with revenue surging by 150% last year, reaching over $675 million, largely fueled by the generative AI sector's expansion. I have Scale AI at a $6.4 billion secondary market valuation. So if this new round pulls through, that's going to be a major percentage increase, almost 100% valuation increase. So I hope this happens for them. Elon Musk's AI startup, XAI, announced the launch of Grok 1.5, an advanced version of the AI model designed to rival OpenAI's ChatGPT, showcasing significant enhancements in coding and math-related tasks. Scheduled for release to early testers and existing users on the social media platform X in the near future, Grok 1.5 demonstrates a notable improvement in performance, particularly in its ability to understand and process up to 128,000 tokens, a substantial increase in contextual understanding compared to its predecessor. This upgrade enables Grok 1.5 to handle longer documents and more complex prompts while maintaining instructions following capabilities. Additionally, Grok 1.5 has doubled the previous model's score on the math benchmark and achieved over a 10 percentage point increase on the human eval test for programming language generation and problem-solving abilities. Amidst Musk's efforts to position X as an everything app and leverage AI technology, the rollout of Grok 1.5 aligns with his vision of providing an alternative AI option to Google and Microsoft-backed OpenAI, coupled with the intention to open up access to Grok for X's premium subscribers. This move represents XAI's strategic push in the competitive AI landscape, with Grok 1.5 poised to offer unique capabilities, including the handling of controversial topics and maintaining a rebellious streak in its responses, though specific changes in these areas with the new version are not detailed. XAI was rumored to be raising $6 billion at a $20 billion post-money valuation in January of 2024, unconfirmed if that round closed. Okay, we got pre-IPO stock performance as of March 25, 2024. This week's winners, we got Rippling up 11%, OpenAI up 4.7%, Airtable up 3.6%, Anduril up 2.4%, SpaceX up 2.1%. This week's losers, we got Neuralink down 2.8%, Chainalysis down 2.7%, Chime down 2%, Canva down 1.6%, and Consensus down 0.5%. Top valuations, ByteDance at $278 billion, SpaceX at $187 billion, OpenAI's at $94 billion, Stripe's at $67 billion, and Databricks is at $50 billion. You can see more current valuation and performance data on X. Just look at my handle. It's Aaron G. Dillon. Okay, let's look at news and performance data for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes as of March 25, 2024. Tempus is a Chicago-based medical lab testing and data analytics startup founded by Groupon co-founder Eric Lefkowski, is preparing for an IPO with Morgan Stanley at the helm. It's expected to come here in the next couple months. Tempus screened into the AG Dillon 2021 pre-IPO stock vintage index. It currently has a 5.1% weight in the index, and it's down 26% since the index took its position. Since its inception in 2015, where Tempus was founded, Tempus has raised over $1.3 billion from investors, including Google, New Enterprise Associates, Valley Gifford, reaching a public valuation of $8 billion in 2022 before a 36% markdown by T. Rowe Price to $5.1 billion valuation. The company, which focuses on providing lab tests and a data platform for healthcare decision-making, particularly in oncology, has faced financial pressures due to the high operational costs of running labs. The situation is exacerbated by recent unionization of its lab workers, which may increase expenses further. Despite financial losses and market challenges, Tempus' planned IPO, potentially around a $6 billion valuation, reflects the ongoing interest in technology-driven healthcare solutions and follows a trend of venture-backed companies going public at valuations below their last primary funding rounds. Lefkowski aims to leverage his experiences at Groupon, emphasize growth and technological integrations and diagnostics without overhyping Tempus' market position. I got the company at a $6 billion valuation in the index calculations. I might drop that down here this next week to the $5.1 billion mark to match where T. Rowe price is. So that might be dropping it down a little bit more. But with the weight that it's in the index, it shouldn't drive too much of a change in the index's overall performance. All right, index constituent winners and losers for this week. Winners, we got Rippling up 11%, OpenAI is up 5%, Anduril's up 2.4%. Losers, we got Tanium down 22.7%, Chime's down 2%, Revolut down 0.1%. Rippling and OpenAI and Anduril were all in the 2024 vintage index only. Tanium is in four vintage indexes. It's 2017, 2019, 2020, and 2021. Fortunately, Tanium is only about a 1% or 2% current weight in any of those four vintage indexes, so this 23% drop is not going to be a major impact to the index's performance. Okay, looking at the 2024 vintage index specifically, the index was up 2.65% last week. Rippling and OpenAI led the index higher. The 2024 vintage is up 32.7% since inception at just the beginning of the year, with 68% of the gain contributed to just two companies, Epic Games and Rippling. Epic Games is up 178% since the index inception. Epic was at a $10 billion valuation at the beginning of the year. In February 2024, Disney made an investment at $22.5 billion. And subsequently, the secondary market performance now puts the company at a $28 billion valuation. That's a lot of growth in a very short period of time. So hats off to Epic. To see summary and annual vintage specific data for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes, please visit agdillon.com/index. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys next week.